Racing HQ, brought to you by Tab's new Odds and Evens. Simply pick whether the first two place getters will be odds, evens, or split. Gamble responsibly.
Brad Taylor is the racing manager for the Anthony Friedman Stable, and I appreciate Brad coming on Sky Sports Radio this morning. Morning, mate.
How are you, Andrew?
Very well indeed. A lot of interest, obviously, in Santa Ana Lane, and I appreciate you coming on it. Well, we've thrown the weather on. I guess if we can take it now and miss it in the Everest, if we can just arrange that, I guess.
Yeah, that'd be ideal. You know, it's less than ideal having 60 mil of rain on a Tuesday before the race with more rain predicted. But to be honest, it's been like being back in New Zealand. But yeah, it's what they've thrown up, and Sydney likes to do it at this time of the year to make it interesting for everyone. So yeah, we'll just see how the weather plays out for the rest of the week before confirming he'll start.
Okay, so is it a case, preferably, that you just need to get the preparation going, or are you sort of thinking that if it's real, real heavy, we don't need to have a gut buster?
No, we don't. You know, there's a set of trials next week at both Rose Hill and Randwick, and then you can run in the Premier. You know, he's performed well, second up four in the past, off a two-week break. So, yeah, it's not a major concern if we don't run this week, but at this stage, we're still planning to run. Anthony will keep a close eye on the weather forecast over the remainder of the week. And yeah.
Yep, understand. Warren Huntley, who is well known, you know, he comes on regularly with his Tuesday track work report. And, well, he's been on the last 2 weeks, Brad, saying that Santa Ana Lane's work at Flemington has been really impressive.
Yeah, he's spot on. You know, he had the trip to Hong Kong and came back and had a little break. And, you know, probably we could probably say he's come back the best he has in a long time. He looks great. He only had the short break. He's not a horse that spells really well, but he enjoys being in the stable, having the routine. And, you know, as Warren said, his work the last two Tuesday mornings at Flemington's been nothing short of his best. So, no, he's in really good order. If he was to run Saturday, you know, he wouldn't be fully screwed down. He's probably only 85 to 90% screwed down for his first up assignment. And when you know, you have the 4 weeks into the Everest, which we can really screw him down and have him spot on for the 19th of October.
So the plan is, as you've said, he is good second up. So you'd just like to get one of these runs, whether it's Saturday or whether it's the Premier. You just want to go in there second up to the Everest.
Yeah, definitely. You know, you saw what he did in the Premier leading up to the Everest last year, second up, and you saw what he did in the TJ Smith second up in the autumn. So, you know, he's proven himself to be arguably the best sprinter in Australia, sticking up. So that's our target at the moment. But at this stage, we're all still set for Saturday, providing the weather holds up.
Understand. Friday's meant to be okay. That's the day that we're getting to around 23, 24, and it's meant to be reasonably clear. So, you know, I think probably at best we're going to get to a soft six or seven, but that's absolute best, I'm tipping.
Yeah, that'd be ideal. If it was that, he's effective and with the bit of sting out the track. So that would be ideal if it was a soft six or seven, but, you know, heavy eight probably wouldn't be too much of an issue either.
And understandably, he's just going to come up as normal on a float, either tonight or tomorrow. I'm not too sure when, but he'll just come up like he's racing and then you'll determine.
Yep, definitely. Yep. Yeah, he'll okay. Tonight. He'll travel overnight and settle into Michael's at Randwick there, and we'll just go ahead for the rest of the week.
Yep, understand. Just a couple of other quick ones, Brad, just while I've got you. I'm looking forward to seeing Steel Prince again in the Naturalism.
Yeah, definitely. He's trained on well. He took good improvement out of the first up run. He only had one trial leading into that, so he's going to strip a fitter horse up to the 2,000 metres. Unfortunately, Ollie was suspended last week. So Clayton Douglas, who knows him really well, he rides him in a lot of his track work and has ridden him in a race before, takes a ride just for this week. And we'll look to lock in a jockey for the Melbourne Cup, hopefully over the weekend. There's a number of options, and you know, people are interested in riding him because he's in the race and well weighted. So hopefully we can confirm that over the next couple of days, and you know, he should run well again on Saturday.
Understand, and that's because Damien Oliver's gone with one of the international horses, I think Must Year for Australian Bloodstock. It, as you say, knowing that the horse is there, if he maintains everything, he's in the field. So, and we know slots get pretty tight in a Melbourne Cup.
Yeah, definitely. Ollie couldn't commit to doing the wait, which is fine. We've always known that the whole preparation since the Ramsden, but he knows the horse well, and he's riding in top form, hence why was planned to ride in the first two starts, and then we'd make a decision after that. So, you know, a lot of people can't do the 52.5, so the ones that can do it all, you know, wanting to ride in the race, and, you know, he's certainly going to be a top chance in the race. You know, he'll race along on speed, and, you know, he's a horse that's hard to get past, so, you know, he wouldn't be without a chance in a Melbourne Cup.
Understand. We're talking with Brad Taylor from the Anthony Friedman Stable. Just one more, mate. Will we see Lyre on the weekend?
She's going to run on Saturday. She's going to take on the older horses in the Open 1100. Linda Meach has been booked to ride with her. We had a minor setback last week. We just didn't scope well enough for us to run her. So we've planned to use this race on Saturday, and then we'll step her up to the Guineas Prelude next Sunday at Caulfield. You know, her work also yesterday morning is very good. She's taken no effect from that minor setback last week, and you know, she'll run well. Hopefully there's a good speed in the race. She can just settle back and hit the line strongly with a view to stepping up to the 14 on Sunday week.
Yeah, so it'll be a quick turnaround, but she'll be ready for that into Sunday.
Yeah, she'll be fine. Yeah. You know, second to third up, the week back up won't be a problem, and then 2 weeks into the Guineas where she looks like this preparation, she's screaming up for the mile. So, she's on target, and we're very happy with her.
Yep, understand. All right, Brad, I appreciate you coming on. We'll monitor the weather and then monitor what you end up doing with Santa Ana Lane. Thanks a lot, mate.
Thanks, Andrew.